Enigmatist Christmas Lanka, you started out as a physicist and set both mathematical and word games. Are they both, in a sense, a kind of code-breaking? Is that the skill that's being exercised? It's maybe no coincidence that Lewis Carroll was a mathematician and symbolic logician, and Alfred Butts, the architect of Scrabble, was in fact an architect. Is there some...
So spatial, and yeah, therefore he likes grids and laying out... Yeah. Instead of just looking at the word as a unit, he'd like
to do
2D.
It's like a new way of looking at words that suddenly...
Yes. To me, maths and speech and so on feel like different countries, different parts of the brain. The lower-level stuff, the algebra and so on, which is so mechanical, no, that's sort of logical, and it's you follow the procedure, and that's a bit dull once you've learnt it. But the higher reaches is highly, highly creative and visual. Yeah. You get mathematicians sort of talking in shapes and forms, and they almost talk about it poetically. So there is this overlap. Code breaking, what are you trying to do? It's a bit like the riddles. You're trying to find a form. You're trying to reframe all that junk. Yeah. Find a perspective from which you can see something which makes sense, like the Channel 4 logo. You go past at some particular viewpoint,
suddenly
all
it clicks
into
up.
Space, lines
yeah.
up.
Of course, the answer to Professor Pullman's musical crossword clue is what you're hearing. Ragtime. Now, remember how quick-wafting zephyrs vex Bold Jim? Here's what happened next to Bold Jim with the musical clue.
Jim just quit and packed extra heavy bags for Liz Owen. Jackdaws love my big sphinx of quartz. Waltz nymph for quick jigs, Vexbud.
And, of course, the quick brown fox. Each line of our poem is a pangram, using all the letters of the alphabet as few times as possible, as we explained.
You've got pangrams, which is where you try to compose a sentence containing all the letters of the alphabet.
And pan pipes. And riddle of the Sphinx style, but with a Hungarian twist. 10 pulling 4, and what comes out?
Milk. You may not marry my daughter.
Oh, damn.